Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first in our Coping with the Coronavirus series of podcasts with development directors from across the UK. We're hoping in this series to sort of share some of the insight from our most experienced development directors on how they're going forward in this time of crisis and in their schools. And so first to join us is Melanie Bushell, who's Development Director at the Portsmouth Grammar School. Thank you so much, Melanie, for joining us today. So my first question is, how has Portsmouth Grammar responded to the current situation, and what have been your immediate priorities from a development perspective?
Well, the very first thing we did, like a lot of people, was to start cancelling events. We don't tend to have that many events in the winter, so March kind of sees us starting to gear up really for the calendar year. And the first one we had to cancel an event that was actually on the same day the event was happening, because our chamber choir were singing Evensong at Chichester Cathedral, and we'd invited alumni to come and have drinks with us afterwards. And sort of mid-morning on the day itself, the decision was made that the school wouldn't go, and so we had to quickly get in touch with all our alumni and cancel that. And then we had another two events over the course of the following week, which all had to be cancelled before we got into the situation of knowing that the school was definitely going down into a closed down situation.
Thanks, Melanie. So how have you been reaching out to your community since then, and how are you looking to continue to support them and engage with them in the future?
So we started, once we knew that the close down was definitely happening, we contacted all our major donors by email, personalised emails, just setting out the situation, really saying we're still very much working. There'll be a skeleton staff on site, but development team are going to be working from home, and these are our contact details. We then did an e-newsletter to our entire community on the same, basically with the same message. Since then, the sort of major task that we decided to undertake once we were not in the office was actually telephoning as many of our alumni as possible, particularly the over 70s. And it just seemed like a really, really good opportunity to reach out to them, check they were doing okay, and just kind of build our community, really. We don't normally have the luxury of enough time to do these kinds of things. They're the kinds of things we all know we want to do. But when everyone's in school and you're having meetings and the usual kind of run of things happening, you just can't find the time. So I had a wonderful few days at home so far, just having some fantastic conversations with our alumni. I've personally found it really uplifting, and we've been getting some really great feedback from them as well. And also in terms of, you know, me and my staff, it's fantastic that we've got this time to kind of strategize and do long-term planning and that kind of thing. But you also need to have a kind of sense of achievement of some things actually having been done and completed. So it's actually really satisfying to just get stuff actually done, as well as to have that time for the longer term planning.
So you've had this really positive response. So once you've moved through those calls within them, is there a plan to sort of continue to engage with them virtually after this, or?
Well, we hope so. I mean, depending on how long the closure goes on, then we would hope to try and contact a lot of people a second time, if time allows. There's a few hundred of them, so it's quite a major task. And I think it is really, as well as that, we're also doing things like putting more stuff on our Facebook page. We've had a big surge of more people joining our Facebook page, because that was something we suggested just before the close down, repurposing a lot of the stuff that the main school account is using, sort of showing what the children who have been in school have been doing. But in terms of doing more sort of online engagement in the future, I think it's going to be a really interesting time, because so many of the conversations I've had over the past few days with these older alumni, they've been saying, oh yes dear, my grandchildren have taught me how to use, you know, this platform or that platform. And I think ideas we might have had in the past about what you could and couldn't do with alumni of a certain age is probably going to change, because all of us, I think, are habitually now using types of technology that we'd never used before, possibly hadn't even heard of 2 or 3 weeks ago. So I think there's going to be some really interesting opportunities in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. I know I've had to set up email addresses for my children, so I'm no longer their PA this week. So because of getting so many calls into my phone. So what has been the biggest impact or challenge you've sort of faced as a team over the last sort of, well, it's only really just over a couple of weeks, I suppose, really. But and how have you managed that?
Well, we've had one challenge, which is probably quite particular to us, but one of my team was due to be going on maternity leave this coming week, and her maternity cover started just as all this was kicking off. So we had originally thought that there'd be quite a significant handover period, and that's what we'd planned for. But the first thing, of course, was to happen was that pregnant people were told not to go into work unless they had to, and that literally happened overnight. So she left on the Monday afternoon for a midwife appointment, expecting to be back in the next morning, and the new guidance got issued that night. So so she's had to do a lot of the training over the telephone, and then also the guy who's come in as her maternity cover, the process of setting him up with all the technology and all the software and all the knowledge so that he can actually be productive from home has actually been, you know, a challenge. And it will, you know, I think inevitably having a brand new member of staff, I mean, today is something like his 7th working day, I think. So having someone as new as that working remotely, I think it's going to need sort of more supervision from me than might otherwise have been the case. So he has previously worked in the school development officer, which is really helpful. But just getting to know the sort of PGS peculiarities is going to be a thing that we're going to have to work on.
How, if you don't mind me asking, how often are you sort of checking in with your team? Is it sort of weekly, or do you, how is that working now you're all working from home?
So I'm having a video conference with everybody a couple of times a week. So we'll have like a group, because of everyone apart from me is part-time, so there's actually only really one day when everybody's working. So we have a team meeting by video conference on that day, and then I check in with everybody separately on their sort of first and last working days of the week via video conference. And then, but we're all in, you know, WhatsApp and all that kind of stuff normally anyway, so there's occasional bits going that way, but I'm trying to leave them in peace, really, and not kind of be sitting on their shoulders too much. But yeah, I think it is really valuable. I think video conferencing is working really well for us. It's very different seeing someone rather than just speaking on the phone. So that's working well for us.
Okay, and so that's the sort of talking about here and now and the sort of short term. And you've already talked a little bit about the long term and spending some time strategizing. But what do you sort of envisage your development strategy looking like over the coming months? I mean, how will it change? Will you plan things differently? You know, what new activities might you be considering to sort of generate interest or income from stakeholders? I do appreciate it's early on to be asking you this, but it'd be good to know what you've already kind of started considering.
Yeah, well, for quite a long time, actually, I've been wanting to kind of get one of the online community platforms because we haven't got it. And it's really been a matter of staff resource, finding the time for it. And I think this current situation has heightened the need for it, but it's also kind of given us a bit of time to plan and start actually getting on with that, because we're not spending our time doing events and things like that. So we kind of reuse some of that time to sort out our database, do some data cleaning and start to build an online community. So that's definitely something that we're starting to take forward. We'd also already started thinking about having our first giving day towards the end of the year. And again, I think this has highlighted how important online giving is going to be in the future, because certainly anything at the moment which would require someone going out and posting a check back to us would not be a suitable way to go forward. So, you know, we've had online giving on our website for a long time, but only about 6 or 7% of our donors over the past year have used it. So anything that we can do to encourage more activity online, I think we're going to have to, well, we want to take forward, definitely. And again, this provides a bit of an opportunity. Longer term, I think we're all realizing that as people are getting more accustomed to the technology, it opens up all sorts of opportunities for, you know, things like careers talks being done by video conference and mentoring. And I think things like, you know, podcasts and maybe virtual briefings for major donors and prospects and people like that, little kind of scrappy little videos you do on your phone are going to be a lot more acceptable than we might have thought before all of this. So I think there's a whole load of opportunities. That's as far as I've got. I haven't pinned down any specifics yet, but they're just some ideas.
I think that's great, considering we're only a couple of weeks in, to have so much sort of creativity and innovation already. But as you say, I think this is perhaps what it'll be a time of maybe doing things differently or thinking differently to try and work out new ways and of kind of reaching out and engaging and fundraising from our communities. So thank you so much, Melanie, for sharing where you're at this moment and where you're kind of looking to move forward to and how you're moving your team in forward as well. It's really appreciated, and I know that the IDP community will really benefit from hearing how you're moving things forward. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Delighted to help.